we were very fortunate to have the deadline set, and we actually extended it for a very good reason. A lot of the leadership in our federal agencies wanted to get involved personally in the campaigns this year. All of the agency heads of our executive branch agencies, our legislative branch agencies, they wanted to be personally involved. And because of their schedules, we had to delay the kickoffs for, in some of their agencies. And so that's why we asked for the extension from John Berry, the director of OPM. And I will tell you that this year we've had incredible support from the administration. Of course, President Obama could not be any more supportive, but we have Secretary Hillary Clinton as our national campaign chairwoman. And we're very, very fortunate. And if you think about her schedule, you can just imagine how challenging that was.
Right.
But it's just been wonderful. So that's why we were a little bit delayed in getting the kickoff, because the agency heads wanted to be personally involved.
Ms. Washington, it's been a tough year. It has been a tough year just for the economy. Now, recognizing that federal employees probably were not hit as hard as some people in the private sector, has it impacted the combined federal campaign this year?
It has not. And, you know, even though a lot of federal employees have not been personally affected, perhaps, they know people who have been affected. They know people who are struggling. And if you know, if you think about it, we started off this conversation by saying Happy New Year. Well, it's also one of the coldest days of our year. And yet we all came to work from a very warm house. We had warm clothes to wear. And we had food to eat. There are people out there who did not have that privilege. And so we ask as federal employees, what if that were us? What if we were in that situation? So while we are blessed with so and with having great jobs and having benefits, there's so many people out there who we know who are hurting. And so we feel a responsibility to help those.
So give us some of the statistics for collections this year versus last year. Are we going to beat the goal this year?
We definitely are, and I don't have the particulars because it is early in January, January 3rd, but I know that in December we were ahead of our goal as opposed to last year. And, of course, our goal this year is higher. Our goal is $64 million. So we're tracking very, very well, and we know that January also typically is a very good first few days for the CFC. I'm actually having a meeting later on today with all of my CFC campaign workers and managers here at the Department of Transportation. We're going to have sort of a pep rally, if you will, because the important thing is to make that last ask for a donation.
And so you go back to the agency campaign coordinators and you ask them to once again solicit people in their agency if they haven't already donated?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people we've learned as they make a New Year's resolution to give back. And what better way to do that than through the CFC campaign? There are also going to be many, many events happening this year. For example, at the Federal Aviation Administration, they're having a WII event, a W-I-I event.
The video game, you mean?
W-I-I, you know, WII.
Yeah, the game, yeah.
The game, yes. Uh-huh. So, and this year, this week, we're also having pep rallies throughout all of the agencies. We're asking, again, as you said, our campaign managers and key workers to go back and make that final ask. And quite frankly, Jane and Tom, some people wait until the last minute, just as they do with their Christmas shopping, to give.
That's true.
We're speaking with Linda Washington. She is chair of the local federal coordinating committee for the combined federal campaign. So will you be making big cardboard thermometers with red dials to put in all the lobbies of all the agencies?
Or have a big check at the end to show how much money has been raised?
Absolutely. Because we're the Department of Transportation, we're going to have our pink Cadillac traveling throughout the building showing where we are, because that was our theme, get on the freeway of love here at the Department of Transportation. We do have a pink Cadillac, and that's our theme song for this year. So I have asked also that we have a countdown as well. With 10 days left to go in the campaign, we're going to be counting down where we are.
And so far with the 53, maybe more by now, $1 million that have been raised, do we know in rough terms about what kinds of charities people have chosen this year?
Well, you know, that is the beauty of the combined federal campaign. We have over 4,000 charities from which people may choose. And it goes from helping the homeless to helping international charities. It goes from also helping the arts. And so everybody can make a personal choice as to where they'd like for their donations to go. And I will tell you that this year also, we're very, very fortunate in that, again, we can choose to do our pledging online. So we've pushed that even more this year.
Oh, really? How does that work exactly?
Well, you can give via credit card this year. You can make an online pledge this year, an e-check this year. And we did a little bit of that in the past. We really pushed for that this year. And the reason we did that is because, quite frankly, it lessens our administrative costs, and it makes it easier for folks to give.
And can people give month by month if they want? Say they want to make a bigger pledge than they might be able to afford a one-time cash outlay. Can they pay it out through regular payments on their credit card throughout the year?
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of it, because if you think about it, charities really rely on us throughout the year. And so it helps them also to budget when they know that they're going to get a certain amount of revenue each month. And it also eases the folks who are giving. They might not be able to give, as you said, one big donation, but they'll be able to do it through payroll deductions or through their credit cards.
And is that the most common way that people do the donating, through their own payroll deduction?
Absolutely, yes.
Because then it's just an expense that comes off your bottom line and you get an accounting at the end of the year.
Absolutely, and you know, you can, number one, it's a tax deduction. You can write it off. But also, I'll tell you another thing is you don't miss it as much. You know, again, we're very, very fortunate in that we typically get a cost of living raise. So I tell people, why don't you just go ahead and give that to CFC? So you don't miss it as much because you've never counted on it. It comes right out of your check.
Well, we thank you very much for joining us with that update and wish you luck on the remainder of the campaign. Great talking with you today.
Well, and thank you so much, and thank you for your support, and Happy New Year to you. And for all of the federal employees out there, remember, yes, we can.